From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration is preparing for the president to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says there are several things currently in motion.
North Korean Vice Chairman of the Central Committee, Kim Yong-chul, is arriving in New York and will meet with Secretary Pompeo later this week. We also have a U.S. delegation meeting with a North Korean delegation in the DMZ.
This comes after President Trump sent a letter last week to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un saying their scheduled June 12th summit in Singapore would not happen, blaming what he said was tremendous anger and open hostility, shown in a statement from Pyongyang. But negotiations between the two countries have continued, including talks to the Korean demilitarized zone. Hurricane Maria claimed more than 4,600 lives in Puerto Rico last year. That's more than 70 times than the U.S. government's official death toll of 64. Those findings are based on a survey of thousands of Puerto Rican residents conducted by researchers from Harvard University and elsewhere. And they show the fatalities occurred between September 20th and December 31st of 2017. The U.S. government's emergency response to the storm had been criticized, and President Donald Trump was faulted when much of the U.S. territory remained without power for months. Israeli military planes carried out airstrikes Tuesday in the Gaza Strip, targeting positions of the militant group Islamic Jihad. The strikes came hours after the Israel Defense Forces said militants in Gaza fired at least 25 mortar shells towards several sites in southern Israel. The IDF statement said most of the projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system, but three soldiers were wounded, raising the chances of further Israeli retaliation. This is VOA News.